that it's a charismatic leader of an interview from a chapter. It's a completely new phenomena in Western world. In India, it's very well rooted for thousands of years. To bring it outside of India was a great challenge. So obviously there would be some difficulties that we see people come and go, that is a symptom which is not, you may say, unfamiliar, that is to be expected. Yeah. Before it will really be rooted in Western society, it needs some generation. But in India, there is always that, you may say, that real experience of pure bhakti, pure Krishna consciousness. That's why we also invite as much as possible those who have an interest, come to India and spend some time there. In ashrams, you know the ashrams,
yes.
Practice with those who have been from birth or from generations on grown up in bhakti yoga, Krishna consciousness. They will have such a good experience that even being in the West, which is in many ways not spiritually oriented, very materialistic society which we find ourselves in, they will be able to continue with the experience of India in Western society, to become strong and happy with their beliefs, their practices. Is this ready?
Yes, he's ready.
You could go in if you want.
Yeah. I just want to ask one more question.
Yeah.
I understand, what is the reason that for the guru for being here as opposed to at the Sahan?
Oh yeah, well that is what I discussed in the beginning, he came.
He is from Australia. He is a disciple of Gaurabinda Maharaj.
Yeah.
And his wife is not to take shelter of you. He's doing a recording here.
Sorry, Varina. He's coming. His friends are coming.
If I can understand, you can help.
Okay.
What is the purpose of your journey to Australia?
We know that all the conditions of eternal service of Godhead. So we are in Jagatmukti. So also we know that we are not this physical body. We cannot have any kind of happiness and peace of mind if we have no faith in God. Our Indian Vedas, Upanishads, within authority. Vedas everywhere it has been told that we have forgotten Godhead. And that is why I have come like a jail here in this world. We cannot be happy. So if we have trust in Krishna or Godhead, we think Krishna, Godhead, Supreme Personality of Godhead, as the embodiment of love and affection. So We want that all should have faith in God Hater. And in this world also they should be happy, they will be happy. And next birth or after liberation they will be happy forever. So to preach the mission of Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our Guru, and especially my Shiksha Guru, the Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, who preached over the whole world and established so many mosques, center, preaching center in the whole world. After his departure, so many gurus in their land, they initiated. Some of the sincere and senior Vaishnavas were
neglected.
And they became like orphans. Many of them devastated. In this case, our Shiksha Guru Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, in his last day, he ordered me to help his all devotees. Also he ordered me to give his last samadhi
burial.
So I think that this is my first duty to obey his order, to help the devotees who are now neglected, giving up this home. Also to train them what was the mission of Swamiji, pure love and affection of Krishna. My spiritual master has also ordered to go everywhere and preach the same mission. Also the devotees from the various countries of the whole world invited me to come to their places, countries, and to preach this mission. So I thought that this is my duty to obey my Guruji, especially my Gurudev, and also His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, usually called in Western countries Prabhupada.
And will you be staying here? Will you be going to the farm?
He's asking if you will be going to the ISKCON farm.
Yes. If they will not
oppose.
Also I thought my duty is to go to Western countries and Eastern countries where Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj was born. When it is a sacred place for me. So I should take the feet dust of Swamiji everywhere. So I must go if they will not oppose.
Why would they oppose?
He's asking, why will they oppose you to go to ISKCON?
I don't know, but I think that some of them are thinking, like dogs, if we go to any
country,
place, other area, others barking and doing
but I don't know why they should, because they are all my family. I think them my God brothers.
How long are you staying for?
How long will you be here?
For 3 weeks I will be here.
And in that time, you will be meeting with your...
Yes, in morning and evening. Evening especially, 5 to 7, 8. We will have regular classes here. And devotees of whole world, about 100 or more than that, they may join here. And they will attend regularly class.
Does it upset you that there might be people who would oppose you?
Uh-huh. Are you feeling hurt that others might oppose you, like this kind of opposing you?
No. I don't think. Very rare person can oppose those who are not understanding all these things. If I am favorable for them, they should not be like this. I am always favorable for them. I want to help them. And to make his corn very
healthy,
strong also.
And do you think your journey to Australia will strengthen his corn?
He's asking, by you being here, will you be successful in making his corn stronger?
Yes. Wherever in Western countries I went, America, Holland, England, Canada, and so many places, the way became like so, and those who left ISKCON, they came and they now chanting, remembering, and doing all the activities. Please recall.
There have been problems in Australia. There's been problems in Australia with people falling away from ISKCON, as you've heard, have said.
I'll make some of this expensive work. In the past, there's been some problems of leaders of ISKCON falling away. It's a known factor. Some big leaders here.
That is why, especially I came for this. They said that his strong faith in Krishna and Bhajan Sadhan Vishesh.
Their practices.
They should not give up and they should not fall. I think if we will associate, they will have a strong influence.
And what happens if someone falls away? Do you welcome them back?
Yes. We help them to come. Whether they are in family life, whether and they are
renounced order, no harm,
they should go on with Krishna chanting, remembering, and doing all activities.
Yeah, what was that question? I can try to get back to that.
One thing that in primary stage that we call Kanishtha Vikar. Lacking of knowledge of bhakti. There seems to be so many groups. And it seems that they are struggling already. But actually, in advanced stage, higher stage, no astronomy, nothing, only group of bhakti. So not at that time no contrast or anything. But in lower status it may be seen like that. But we think that it is not anything. When they will gradually develop their Krishna consciousness, they will be in actual path and they will think that we are all in whole family, whole world, whether they are devotees or not devotees. They are part and parcel of God.
like world brotherhood. Even creepers, trees, animals, all the living entities are all sons or part and parcel of Krishna Godhead. They should be honored all. We should not kill them and to eat them. Nothing to whom we cannot give birth. We cannot kill them. And if we are killing, we should also know that they will kill another.
Next life.
If we kill and take place, eggs and all these things, our nature will be like that, same. Like wild elements.
Animals.
So, we don't do all these things. And we tell to others to follow these things.
There's always seems to be an exception. I have read that in the United States there was killing associated with a movement over there. What effect does that have? You know, bad
behavior.
What
effect does that have
on the community when reports, like negative reports?
In America, in the Hare Krishna movement, there were some killings. There were some bad things happening. Some devotees got involved in some murders and killing. So he wants to know what effect that has on the Hare Krishna community.
Around the world.
Around the world. When they hear, when people read in the newspaper, Hare Krishna were killing.
Yes.
That.
But a real Vaishnavas are followers. That those who are killing and doing bad activity, actually they were never part of his ISKCON, or still they are part of his ISKCON. They have not realized what is his ISKCON. So they are always out of his ISKCON for any material desire to earn very easy money or
fame.
They ultimately came in ISKCON and they
misused their position.
They made wrong this idea that they were ISKCON and ISKCON is killing. Any ISKCON person cannot kill it. Nor he can criticize anyone. He cannot do evil things. They cannot speak lies. And very honor for all the creatures, whether animals, creepers, trees or anything. So they cannot kill anyone.
Is that part of the message? Are you trying to promote the love in Australia while you're here?
Right.
The love of Krishna in Australia, as opposed to negativity in the past. Now you're trying to promote the real ISKCON.
Yeah. Your purpose being here, are you trying to give the real message of love, of what Hare Krishna is?
Certainly, to give real and absolute message of love and truth, and to help all without caste and creed.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And you also.
Bring some prasadam.
He sent many stories on a farm, he said.
Yeah.
I thought there was.
Yeah, I've done quite a few things on the ox. The ox and
I'm happy to meet you. You will help in my mission. Give him the newspaper.
Can you send me one or two copies?
Yeah.
And pictures?
Yeah.
Just nice buy some pictures from you. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
And a couple copies. I'll give you my pictures.
You may take my clock. And you can be.
Also,
class.
Before you publish it, would you mind sending us a copy?
Alright, before publishing?
Yes, maybe.
Not before, but something.
Yeah, but sure.
Just so you know that maybe you have misunderstood one or two things.
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
I can give you a call anyway and sort of read the copy that I've written.
Yeah.
And just so you know what I'm writing.
Or you can fax it.
Yeah, alright.
Yeah.
The only thing in our office, we don't have a small office.
Yeah.
So we don't have a printer set up through our computers. We just loaded them through to our office.
Okay.
So that's the setup we use. So
okay.
I'll find them through anyway and read to you what I've
done.
Yeah. That's no problem.
Here's the
address.
Here's the address where you can send it to my address.
I
guess the telephone.
I can put my name on.
For the
party. You can just telephone and ask for me.
Why you are not getting all these things in Hindu today?
Hindu today?
Yeah, he will pass us. Yeah, we can.
Just to get them?
Yeah.
I'm not here. I'm not here. He liked so much that he wrote me in India that please send me Peda of Mathura.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
He wants to know what these are. These are milk sweets.
Milk sweets?
No, it is not milk sweets. These are laddu.
Oh,
no. Laddu.
Do I have to eat them then?
No, you don't have to, but.
I'll hold on like a squirrel. I just hold things on.
Should I
take one?
Should I
take one? You should take one.
You
can try. You have a family?
No, I don't.
Take one. Yeah.
No, I'll save them for morning tea.
Yeah, I got it.
You want to save them when you take a cup of tea?
In the morning.
You don't know what you're missing.
I'll find out before too long. I won't be long before I have one.
Because of that.
Can you also give me a name? Write down name?
Yeah, I'll give a card.
Card, okay. Give me a couple cards.
Yeah.
We have so many journals in India. You will
understand India.
Write it.
Oh,
okay. We'll publish an article about you in India.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, please don't.
I told him we will publish an article about you in India.
Yes, yes. That's what he meant me.
Smile.
They want to get your smile. You must get
smile and then I...
But I do, I will ask Lalit Mohan to come.
This is very famous.
So you will be down?
I just have a look on the ground there, so...
May I go there?
I'll take a related.
I can take this
before you.
From Gold Coast.
We have half an hour away. We drove there on Gold Coast.
We can get to Gold Coast.
We're growing very fast in population on Gold Coast.
Tomorrow.
It will be in the newspaper tomorrow or on Monday.
Where is it?
Come there.
Yeah, it depends on
that.
A little wet.
Right? I can be in Someone answer the phone for me, please, in the next room. It's on the desk.
Wait,
just want to leave.
Ah, no.
When cats go out, they make this sound.
He thinks that's me, he doesn't think you're fool enough to do that.
What?
Some idiot must be on the phone.
What are they asking for?
She's saying something that came to the pediatrist or something like that, and I don't understand.
Pediatra?
Indian accent.
It's coming from India?
No, it's just local. We're just there and we're trying to talk to
the Yeah, the clock off in India, I accept it.
No problem.
You can take from there. After seeing, you can take from there. Let it finish. Here, turn your photo on the knee. Next. Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Spiritual.
Yeah, right.
Oh, did you find that?
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.